Abortion is already legal in Vermont, and an abortion rights bill approved by the House of Representatives Wednesday night would not in any way change the status quo. Still, the legislation fueled a marathon debate on the House floor. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
The House gallery was unusually crowded on Wednesday afternoon. People in pink Planned Parenthood shirts occupied some sections of the chamber. People with stickers registering their opposition to House Bill 57 sat in others. At the outset of a six-hour debate, South Burlington Representative Ann Pugh wanted to make one thing very clear.
Let me explain what H 57 does not do. It will neither enhance nor restrict access to abortion in Vermont.
Right now, Vermont law is silent on the issue of abortion. And what H 57 does do, Pugh said, is affirm abortion rights in state law so that if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, Vermont has a statutory backstop in place at the state level.
Women should be able to make this very personal decision without political interference, and that is what this bill provides.
But some House lawmakers, many of whom say they support abortion rights, think the legislation approved Wednesday goes too far. Here's Westford Representative Bob Bancroft.
It may come as a shock to the people in this body. I support a woman's right to choose.
A shock because Bancroft was one of three lawmakers who introduced amendments Wednesday that would have imposed new restrictions on access to abortion. Amendments like ones offered by Georgia Representative Carl Rosenquist that were aimed at so-called late-term abortions.
Currently, the most unrepresented person or thing in the world, or here in Vermont anyway, is a viable fetus that has not yet been born.
Rosenquist's amendments would have established legal personhood for, quote, viable fetuses and also imposed strict regulations on any abortions performed after 24 weeks into a pregnancy. Jericho Representative George Till, an obstetrician, said there's no doctor or hospital in Vermont that would perform an elective abortion of a viable fetus. In situations involving abortions after 23 weeks, Till said hospitals convene ethics panels to vet the appropriateness of the procedure.
And everybody there needs to be in agreement that the mother's life is endangered by this, and that the fetal anomaly is incompatible with life, not just severe, incompatible with life.
And he said it would be inappropriate for government to insert itself in often traumatic decisions made by patients and their doctors.
It would not happen. It cannot happen in Vermont. So I really wish that we could speak in realities instead of trying to fearmonger.
Lawmakers defeated that amendment and seven others, including one that called for parental consent for minors and another that would have put new regulations on facilities where abortions are performed. And they preliminarily approved the underlying bill by a vote of 104 to 40. The bill is set for a final vote in the House on Thursday. It then heads to the Senate, where lawmakers are expected to approve the measure. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.